Okay, welcome back to Pod Climber Coffee Talk. I'm Larry B. You're listening to Coffee Talk number 28, and I'm in the studio today with Eric Hurst, Training for Climbing, Learning to Climb Indoors. Those are all books that he's had out. Check those out at most of the major book retailers, REI, probably Amazon, did you say, Eric?
Oh, yeah, of course. And hopefully the climbing gyms and
the climbing gyms,
climbing shops.
So go out and check those out. We're going to be talking now about training for performance versus actually going climbing for performance. What do you think? What's your first impression to that, posing that question, Eric?
Yeah, well, that's a very common question I'm asked. Is climbing the best training for climbing? You know, because climbing is a very skill-intensive sport. You might compare it to golf in that way, in that, you know, you could lift weights till you're a muscle man, but you're not going to get better at golf without practicing golf. And, you know, climbing's really that way. It's a very technical sport. It's a huge skill set. Although, you know, climbing is intuitive. You know, we do it as kids. Getting on the rock and doing it in this stressful environment on small holds and, you know, developing the diverse skills you need to climb cracks and pockets and roofs and faces and slabs. It's a complex sport. You got to get out there and do it to get good. And just doing pull-ups on a fingerboard isn't going to cut it. So yeah, I mean, climbing is very important. And especially beginner, you know, the climbers that I talk to or that I work with that are in their first, say, 3 to 5 years in the sport, I tell them just get out and climb. You know, get out to as many different areas, soak up those climbing skills. It's like every time you go to a new area, you're making a deposit into a bank account of skills. And although it's fun to climb at your own area and wire boulder problems and wire routes that make you look great, that really doesn't make you a better climber. It's getting out to other areas and, you know, the school of hard knocks, getting, you know, spanked at a new area and, you know, getting worked over. And, you know, through that process, you learn the skills. And, you know, every time you go to that new area and work on new routes and learn new techniques and challenge your fears and get on the kind of routes you hate, if you hate slabs, or you hate overhangs, or you hate crags, that means you should be getting on them, you
right.
know? So, you know, that's how you become a great climber. Now, that being said, you know, to apply your skills, you do need to have a level of fitness, both strength and stamina. And that is something that, you know, if you're a novice, you know, someone new to the sport who's relatively out of shape, some basic fitness training would be beneficial. You know, improving your strength to weight ratio through lowering your body weight and increasing your strength is a good thing for a novice to do, so that you can actually have enough strength to get on the rock or into a gym and climb for an hour or two and learn the skills you need to learn.
That's a pretty big barrier of entry, I think, for beginners, is they literally don't have the baseline fitness to even be on the wall long enough to acquire those basic skills.
Yeah, correct.
They cannot execute technique because they're too weak.
Exactly. And so that's something that, again, if you're at a climbing gym and you can work with a coach at that gym, they can hopefully steer you to a schedule of, you know, coming in and climbing for an hour or two and then also doing some supplemental strength training to, you know, to improve, you know, your strength to weight ratio and your overall fitness level so that you can climb better and of course, develop the stamina to eventually go climbing outdoors all day. You know, the typical intermediate climber who's climbing, say, 5'8 to 5'11 outdoors, you know, they also, you know, they tend to jump to conclusions quickly that they fail on a route, you know, they have pumped forearms and, you know, therefore getting stronger is the answer. But if you're only climbing 5'8 to 5'11, there's still a lot of technique, I think, that needs to be learned. And, you know, there's a lot of people that can climb it at, say, 5'11 or even 5'12 that aren't that strong mm-hmm. because they have tremendous economy of movement. You know, they move like a cat on the rock, very smooth, you know, careful movement. And then when they need to, they make a quick movement or a lunge.
They're efficient.
They're very efficient, you know, and it's that fuel economy. You know, they might not have a lot of fuel in the tank or a lot of strength, but they get the most out of it. And that's what becoming a real technician in climbing skill and also the mental skills comes into play. So even that intermediate climber, you know, 5'8 to 5'11, I think needs to, you know, not get bogged down with training physically, but stay focused on learning all the skills Obviously, trying to work on the mental skills as well. You know, things like visualization and problem solving, and challenging their fears, and all those types of things. It's really when you get up into the higher grades, 5, 12, 5, 13, where fitness really becomes a limiting factor. And obviously, routes can still be extremely technical at that level, and they often are. But, you get on a long 5, 12 at the Red River Gorge, it does become a fitness problem. Or at Smith Rock, or, cranking a long crack in Yosemite. Yes, you need to have great skills, but you need to have the stamina. You need to have... Or if it's a bouldery crux, you need to have the strength and the power to do that very powerful move. So when you get into those higher grades, breaking into 5, 12, 5, 13, while you still need to focus on furthering your skill set, you also need to be doing more sports-specific training. And that's where, the more specialized training comes in. So I discourage climbers, in the first few years from getting into fingerboards and campus boards and that kind of stuff. Go climbing, join a climbing gym, get the 3 or 4 days a week in, developing skills. And while you're climbing, you're developing the fitness, so you're kind of killing two birds with one stone. There are people that live in an area where there is no climbing gym or indoor wall or maybe no rock immediate to them, and climbing 3 or 4 days a week may not be possible. And therefore, fitness training may be all they can do. And you have to realize that and do the best you can do given your situation. But if you have the gym, or if you can build a home wall, or get outside bouldering or climbing a few days a week, that's the first place to start when it comes to training for climbing. And then everything else builds upon that.